Life Audio. Thank you for joining us for Sound Reasoning with Christian apologist and minister Perseus Poku of Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's program will educate, train, and empower you to defend your Christian faith with confidence. Perseus has his bachelor's in history and a master's degree in apologetics. We hope you enjoy this time of equipping so that you can answer questions to defend your Christian faith effectively. Now here's Perseus Poku on Sound Reasoning.
Welcome to Sound Reasoning. I'm your host, Perseus Poku. On today's episode, I wanted to touch on the topic of how to respond to the doctrines of the New Age movement. And after a word from our sponsors, we'll get started on this topic today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And I do know that there are many of you listening who may not even be aware of the term New Age movement. It is an old term in the sense that this group or this worldview originated in the 1970s or made popular in the 1970s and definitely through the 80s. The New Age movement, they're a loose-knit group of individuals who have a common goal of a new age enlightenment. They also believe in the age of Aquarius, as well as sharing certain philosophical ideologies. So for the most part, New Agers believe in monism, which is all is one, and God is all, which is pantheism. So they believe in monism, all is one, and God is all, which is the definition of pantheism. Some New Age followers also practice mysticism in trying to become one with the divine. They're trying to become one with the divine. New Agers also exalt the concept of nature, and in some sense, they worship nature. So that's a little bit of background on New Age movement. Again, they believe all is God, which is pantheism. They want to change their consciousness. They want to be cosmically aware because they believe they are gods to reach an enlightened status that they call being born again. So they want to reach an enlightened status that they call being born again. So the coming of a new age is what they're looking for, union of universal consciousness. That's what they're trying to attain, the creation of reality through thought and belief systems. They believe that truth can be created, again, which is incorrect, and they want to change their destinies. So they believe truth can be created, and through their belief systems, through thought, they can change reality. And so that's their primary tenet. So I want to take this opportunity to answer some of these perspectives or some of these worldviews or some of these assertions that those who embrace this ideology may have. Perhaps They won't call themselves New Agers, but they believe in the same tenets. Perhaps you may have coworkers and family members who subscribe to these ideologies, and we want to make sure that we share the truth of the gospel in love. The worst thing we can do as Christians is to stand by and watch people hold on to thought systems, worldviews, or perspectives that are not true, because in the end, they'll wind up believing in the wrong thing, and we don't want them to stand in front of Jesus. And he says, depart from me, I never knew you. So let's look at the key evidence the key tenets from the New Age movement that we should be aware of. Now, Jesus said in John 14:6, that he was the way, the truth, and the life. No one could get to the Father unless they came by the Son. And we want to make sure that everything that we look at comes from that perspective. Do they have the right Jesus? Do they have the right Jesus? So just like Islam teaches Allah has no son, Hare Krishna, which is also part of this New Age movement, believed in many gods, just like Buddha, though believing in God was not relevant, meaning that it wasn't a big part of their doctrine. So obviously, religions share different gods. Different religions share different God. All the world religions do not teach the same core truth. In his argument, the 12 arguments for Christianity, Norman Geisler, the late Dr. Geisler wrote that it is true. The Bible is the word of God. Anything that opposes it is false. It is true. Jesus is the only way to heaven, and all other religions that teach differently and contradict it is false. So why am I saying that? I'm saying some things may sound good on the surface, but if they contradict the word of God, then we, knowing that the Bible is true, we have to reject that contradiction, which makes that contradiction false. So what evidence are there that Jesus did not go to India as a child to learn from Indian gurus, as the New Agers teach? Jay Douglas, a professor in India, went back to investigate claims that there was some manuscript evidence proving Jesus had been to India as a child. When he visited the monastery where the evidence was supposed to be located, the chief monk told him there was no such book in the monastery. Every scholar that has tried to research this information, again, about Jesus going to India and them having a manuscript, have come up with similar conclusions. They ultimately labeled the story as a hoax. So in addition, if these stories were true, those who taught the boy Jesus would have been so famous, there would have been records of their activities as well as disciples like Jesus. However, there is no such evidence that Jesus went to India as a boy. Moreover, if Jesus would have gone to India, the Jews opposing him would have mentioned it. So in short, there is no evidence that Jesus went to India to learn from Indian gurus. So the truth is not on their side as it relates to Jesus going to India in order to provide the information that a lot of the New Agers embrace. So the next question is, how should we refute or approach the New Age view of pantheism? Pantheism asserts that all is God. That means the tree is God, the frame is God, the building is God, the leaf is God, the roots are God, the ants are God, everything is God, everything in nature is God. So all cannot be God, or else how would we know the difference between the creator and the created? How would we know the difference between God, the rock, the grass, or anything else in the world if everything was God? Where would the distinction be? There would not be any distinction. Pantheism contradicts scripture. If all is God, then how come sin still exists? In the pantheistic worldview, there is no difference between cruelty and non-cruelty. Moreover, the Bible tells us that we were all at one time sinners, Romans 3:23. How can a flawed man be God? Furthermore, God cannot be an inanimate object. Jesus deals with God as a father. God is our father. We cannot have a relationship with God if God was a grass, if God was a rock, if God was a tree, if God was water. We could not have a personal relationship with an inanimate object. So all of these reasons cause us to reject this notion of pantheism, this doctrine of pantheism that all is God. It erases the distinction, again, between the creator and the created. Then the other question is, how would we respond to the Hindu belief of reincarnation? Scripture tells us that it's appointed to man to die once. Hebrews 9:27. We die one time. Then before Christ come back, we're in the presence of the Lord. Since reincarnation involves karma in regards to being able to come back to rid ourselves of past imperfections, how come there are still so much sin in the world if we're being perfected, if we're going through this reincarnation process? Let us take a break to recognize our sponsors, and we'll be right back. This is a question which must be answered by those who believe in reincarnation. Some groups point to John 3:3 to prove that the Bible actually supports or condones reincarnation. They confuse the doctrine of being born again with reincarnation. But this is not the case. Jesus in John 3:3 was talking about being born spiritually. This point is evident as one continues to read the passage all the way to verse 6. Jesus is saying that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Some other groups will point to Matthew 11:14 to try to support this concept of reincarnation by using scripture. John the Baptist was actually using the term reincarnated, they said, of Elijah, meaning that he was a reincarnation of Elijah. However, they are, again, eisegesing and misinterpreting the scripture. We know their interpretation is incorrect because John denied being Elijah in John 1:21. Finally, there is no support for reincarnation, especially when it comes to the scriptures. The Bible tells us we only have one life to live, Luke 16:22-31, and we're not able to come back. When you read the story of the rich man and Lazarus, you will indeed see this doctrine that we're talking about. Now, how would we respond in our lives to those that believe in the New Age doctrine? How would we respond to that? Would we just ignore them? We see many people from the Eastern culture, Middle Eastern culture, and they have their worldviews. They believe in multiple gods, as an example. Some believe in the ability of humans to create. The ability of humans to not just create, but to recreate truth, to recreate destiny, reshape destiny, to redefine what being born again is or what salvation is. How do we respond to individuals with varying worldviews? In the same way that we respond to other people with different worldviews, not just New Age worldviews, but with other belief systems and other pedagogies. How do we respond to that? Number one, we need to search the scriptures. When we come into contact with people that are a certain things, especially if they're using the Bible to try to prove their point or to try to shape the argument, we need to make sure we know it better than them. So if somebody points something out in the scriptures, it's your duty to go back and look in the scripture and make sure that you're looking at it through a hermeneutical lens, meaning that you're looking at the context. What is that scripture saying? You just can't lift a scripture out of a chapter and run off with it by coming up with your own conclusions or assumptions or theories. We need to make sure that that scripture is read in context. Read the whole chapter. Read the chapter before that chapter. Read the chapter after that chapter. Read the sentences above that verse. Read the sentences beneath that verse. Make sure that you're reading the whole thing in context, not just lifting out one passage and running off with it. So if someone asserts, again, that we can be born again we can be reincarnated, as they say it, then where is it in the scriptures, if they're using the scriptures? And we already pointed out some of the scriptures that New Agers use, which is incorrect. So if we come in contact or we're given an opportunity to meet people with these different opposing or varying worldviews, we have to search the scripture for ourselves. We have to search the scriptures for ourselves, make sure that we understand what that text is saying and not what somebody's telling us. Then we have to make sure that we know the truth. Truth is telling something like it is, or that which corresponds to its object. So do we know the truth? And the truth comes from the scriptures. The truth comes from Jesus Christ. The truth comes from God, the true and living God, not the God made with hands. We as Christians, we serve the true and living God, not the God made with hands, meaning not the God created by human philosophies, not the God created by human experience, not the God created by human abilities. That's why the Bible makes that distinction. A lot of religions, all the religions rather, that are not rooted in the authentic Jesus are founded or are created by humans, which means they are gods made with hands. But Jehovah God, he's not made with hands. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and end. He is eternal. So he is infinite. He is not made with hands. He shows aseity, A-S-E-I-T-Y. A-S-E-I-T-Y, aseity, which means he owes his existence to no one else. God owes his existence to no one else. So he is God, and he's warned us about chasing or listening or acquiescing to these gods made with hands. So make sure you know what the truth is. And the truth comes out of the nature of God. When God created the universe, truth came with it. When the earth was created, truth came with it. Truth was already here. So it's not up to me, it's not up to you to try to redefine truth, because truth was already put here. Our job is to discover truth. So when Einstein found the theory of relativity, he didn't say, "I created the theory of relativity." He said, "I discovered the theory of relativity." When Newton was doing his research, he didn't say, "I created the laws of gravity." He said, "I discovered the laws of gravity," because God had already placed it here. In the same way, many people are trying to find themselves. They're trying to find their identity. They're trying to find solutions to the ills of this world. But yet, they are chasing after the wrong remedy. They're trying to do it in their own power, which is not going to work. They're trying to do it through their own philosophy, which is not going to work. They're trying to do it through their own educational accomplishments, and that's not going to work. So if you want a remedy to the sins of the world, that remedy is rooted in truth, and that truth is found in God. And it's found through his son, Jesus the Christ. Nowhere else will you find absolute truth than in Christ Jesus. We wouldn't even know the distinction between right and wrong if it wasn't for God. If God wasn't in the picture, then my belief system, in contrast to your belief systems, would be inadequate. Meaning, what makes one human philosophy better than another human's philosophy? What makes my opinion different than another human's opinion? Meaning that people that do the most atrocious things would be on the same equal level as those who did righteous things if God wasn't in the picture. But God is in the picture. We do not believe in deism, which says God created the earth, the universe, and he's now left us to run our own lives. That's what deism is. Deism is, yes, I believe God created everything, but then he left us to run our own lives. But we do not believe in deism. Christians do not accept deism. We believe that God is intimately, not only did he create everything, God is intimately involved in our affairs. So we need to make sure that whatever we say, whatever we articulate, is dipped and rooted or anchored in the truth. So truth is telling something like it is. Truth is that which corresponds to his object, and truth comes out of the nature of God. So we're not redefining truth. Through God, we know what a man is. Through God, we know what a woman is. Through God, we know what a marriage is. Through God, we know what brotherly love is all about and what sisterly love is all about. Through God, because he has given us the framework to follow. It's just that human nature, rooted in sin, causes us to rebel against God. But thank be to Jesus, when we acquiesce our will and allow him to become Lord of our life, we now have a relationship with God. And through that relationship, we have the Holy Spirit, who guides us in all righteousness, who guides us in all truth. So it's important that if we're going to respond to the New Age movement or whatever other religious philosophies that are out there, we need to make sure, number one, that we search the scriptures. Number two, that we know the truth. And then we need to make sure that we are ready to answer. Answer people's questions. Are you ready to answer people's questions? 1 Peter 3:15 tells us that we have a mandate as Christians to be ready to give each man or woman an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, and then we ought to do it with gentleness as well as respect. So we have to be ready to answer. Be ready to give a response. Let's say you don't have the answer immediately. It's okay. It's okay to say, you know what? Let me write down your concern. Let me write down your question. And let me go find the answer. And then I'll come back with my response. If you don't have the answer immediately, it's okay to call time out. It's okay to say, let me get your contact information, and I'll make sure that I get back with you with the answer. Because no one person knows everything. We all are finite. So no one person have studied everything and have mastered everything. So don't feel inadequate. Don't feel as though you failed. You have not failed. It's only a failure if you don't follow up with the individual that's inquiring about the questions about our faith. And it's okay if you don't have the answer immediately. But we need to search the scriptures. We need to know the truth, and we need to be ready to give an answer. That's very important. We need to be ready to give an answer. And then we need to make sure that we are not only studying, but we are also allowing God to use us for the opportunities. We need to pray for the opportunities for God to use us to be a light to those that are around us. That's very important. We have coworkers, we have family members, we have strangers that we have yet to meet that you will meet, whether you go to the post office, go to the grocery store, walking down the street, going to a seminar. God places people in our lives who need to hear the gospel. And it doesn't matter what religious background they're coming from. As long as you are open, as long as you are ready to be used by God to be a witness, He will get the ultimate glory. So again, for those of you that are listening, I pray that this bit of information about the New Age movement has been helpful. It's not an exhaustive session at all. This is just an introduction to the basic tenets of the New Age movement. I pray you take this information and share with your neighbors and those that come from various backgrounds that are not Christians. It is our job to go and make disciples, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And as always, we are praying for all of you, praying that God use you in a mighty way to become his ministers. And then we ask that you keep us in prayer as we reach more Christians in terms of sound doctrine. And we, again, encourage you to give. Go on our website, srministries.org. Become a monthly supporter before the end of the year. Remember to do for the truth what so many people do for a lie. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Sound Reasoning with apologist and minister Perseus Poku from Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's lesson has equipped you to share and defend your Christian faith with boldness. Sound Reasoning Ministries offers training in apologetics, biblical studies, and systematic theology. Join in on discussions on Facebook at Sound Reasoning Ministries. For more information about the ministry, to send an email, ask a question, or support the ministry, visit online at srministries.com.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.